Heavenly Father, as we meditate on your word today, open our hearts. Open our hearts to see Jesus for who he really was and for what he really came for. Help us to focus on him and him alone. In his name we pray. Amen. So Pastor being away, that means today's sermon needs to be just as long as his, right? No, I'm just kidding. In fact, I'll try to make it shorter, especially being warm. We're going to quickly look at our gospel lesson, though, from Luke. And that's of Mary and Martha. It's pretty short, actually. And it's kind of one that we've probably heard lots about. And so we'll begin this way. You're expecting company to come to your house. Well, what would you do to prepare? I'm not a person that's a better or bets, but I'm willing to suggest that none of us would say that there's nothing that needs to be done if you're having company. To be sure, with surprise guests, we might not do much to prepare. Well, we can't if they surprise us. But if we know someone is coming, of course we can make preparations for the arrival and their visit. The house may need cleaning, a meal or snack might need to be prepared. A whole bunch of things, a variety of things, may need to be taking place, but you're going to do something to get ready. There's nothing wrong with preparing for our guests. And this is exactly what Martha's doing in our gospel today. She's preparing for her guests, one of which, of course, is Jesus. Martha, however, is not happy that her sister Mary is not helping her. It is in the short narrative from Luke that Jesus teaches us an important point about priorities. Our gospel lesson from Luke begins with Jesus entering a town and going to the home of Martha. What's interesting is Luke does not actually tell us more about Martha at this point, only that she has a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet. We actually learn elsewhere that she also has a brother. This brother is Lazarus, whom Jesus raises from the dead. But that's not really right here at this particular point in our gospel. So what we do know is it's Martha's home, Mary's there, Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet as Jesus is teaching. While it is not necessarily clear who owns the home, Luke certainly does imply that Martha was responsible for the home. Why is this? Well, scholars actually debate what that actually means, whether Martha was married at this time, who her husband was, and other details, none of which are actually given to us in Luke's gospel. But what is likely true is that Martha probably was married at some point because she was responsible for the guests, that is Jesus and his disciples and the others that were there in the house. And the reason that Martha would have been responsible for the guests, because she would have been in the home with her husband at some point, whether he was there alive now or not, we don't know. But what is true is if she had been single, she wouldn't have her own home. She would be living with other family. So if she has her own home, she likely was married at some point. Whatever the case may be, she is the one who is responsible for the guests, caring for the guests because it's her home. It is this small yet significant dynamic between Martha and Mary that sets the stage for Jesus to teach about what's most important. Martha, as the one responsible for the home and its guests, responds in a way that we very much would respond to if we have company. Luke tells us that his readers or tells his readers that Martha busies herself with all kinds of preparations or service for her guests. Luke is very careful in telling us that, or describing what Martha does very specifically. Luke specifically chooses a Greek word meaning cumbered or distracted, as our text says, as I read earlier, to describe Martha's state of mind with her guests. Luke then uses the noun dikanao, which means to come, from the verb meaning to serve. It is a word that we get the English word deacon. What is more significant about Luke's choice to use diakonao is to describe what Mary is doing at the same time as he uses, or as the same time that Luke uses that same similar word in Acts. Luke uses that word in reference to the disciples' mission as servants of the gospel. Serving. While Martha is certainly not proclaiming the gospel, she is trying her best to do the right thing by serving her guests, being a hospitable host. That's reasonable. Her heart, however, may not have been in the right place, though, in her service. Instead of serving joyfully, Martha gets frustrated with Mary because she is not helping. Martha feels it is proper for her to ask Jesus to ask her sister Mary to assist her because she is doing her best to serve her guests. Jesus' answer, however, is far from what Martha wanted. But it was an important opportunity for her to learn about priorities. When Jesus is asked by Martha to tell her sister to help, Jesus responds with love, but does not tell Mary to do so. No, instead, Jesus lovingly points out that Martha is concerned and anxious about many things that aren't important. Jesus goes on to tell Martha that Mary has chosen what is important, and it will not be taken from her. What is amazing is that this is where Jesus stops, right there. He doesn't actually say anything more. Luke does not give us any further explanation of what Jesus means in the text. This does not make it completely unclear, though. Taking our cues from the text, we can lead us to an understanding of what Jesus actually means. The first clue is going back to what Luke tells us is going on. We are not concerned about Martha or what Martha is doing at this point, but instead what else is going on in our scene, in our narrative. Luke tells us that Jesus is teaching. And who is listening? Well, it's Mary. Mary is the one who is listening to Jesus at the Lord's feet. What was Martha doing? Well, she was trying to serve. She was trying to be hospitable. But she wasn't listening to Jesus. She was concerned about her housework and her company. Jesus is actually saying to Martha that she need not be concerned about all the house cares and service of her guests, but rather listening to the words of her Lord and Savior, who was right there teaching in her house. Jesus wanted Martha to realize that her priority needed to be on him above all else. Jesus' message to Martha is loving and simple, but it's extremely important. Martha needed to get her priorities straight. Jesus was not saying that what Martha was doing was unimportant. In fact, Jesus himself was always serving others. Service toward others is very important, but it cannot come at the cost of ignoring the Lord. Jesus wanted Martha to realize that Mary's choice to listen to him was best because Mary was placing Jesus and his message above all else. It was not that Mary was better than Martha, but that she was doing what she was doing. It was simply that she chose to do what was most important. That was, listen to Jesus. Martha let the cares and anxieties of her service for her guests get the best of her, taking focus off of Jesus. When she should have placed her priorities and focus on Jesus, Martha instead let the burdens of good hospitality get in the way. While it may only be five verses long, our gospel reading has a critical message about priorities. The message is simple in its description. Make Jesus the priority above all else. That's the message. Jesus is saying that nothing should come above him as our focus. There is nothing in all of life that should have our focus more than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If Jesus is our focus, all other things will take their place in our lives because the most important person, the key to our existence, Jesus, is our primary focus. Yes, to be sure, other things are important. Service toward others is important. Taking care of your family is important. Taking care of yourself is important. Jesus, however, is saying that he is the most important thing that needs to be focused on. We can still take care of ourselves. We can still serve others, all the while maintaining our focus on Jesus. Truth be told, our service toward others will be better and less selfish if our focus is on Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, as Hebrews 12:2 says. We've likely heard these words before, and they very well summarize what our teaching from our gospel lesson is today. Stay focused on Jesus. He should be our number one priority. While it is a simple statement to understand, it is much harder to put into practice. If I were to ask you to raise your hand if you always stay focused on Jesus, I would not be surprised if no hands went up. In fact, if any hand up went up, I would probably say, you're lying. None of us would stay focused on Jesus all the time. We don't. It's not easy. Just like Martha in our gospel reading, we often let the cares of this world around us distract us from what is most important. Even if we are trying, like Martha, to do the right thing, we're trying to do it. We're trying to serve others, and yet we're letting that service distract us from what's most important, Jesus. Jesus is the one who needs to be our priority. But when we let other things misplace that priority, we're not focused on Jesus. Just like when Jesus lovingly calls Martha and tells her that her sister Mary has chosen what is most important, Jesus calls us back to himself as well. Even though we fail, Jesus forgives us for not making him a priority in our life. As I wrote the sermon, I realized that while focusing on Jesus is key and something we ought to do, just talking about it is not going to make it happen. We actually need to discuss practical and concrete ways in which we can make Jesus a priority in our lives. As mentioned before, this does not mean we stop living or serving others. It actually means we continue to serve, but we serve with Jesus as our focus. Here are a few concrete examples of what this could look like. Those of you may know, I have a job as a pest control specialist. Yeah, that's my formal title. It means I kill bugs, in layman terms, okay? Living with Jesus in focus at my job would mean doing and acting in ways that show He, Jesus, is my focus. This could mean treating people nicely, even though when they're hostile to me, a customer that's angry with me, I'm not doing the right thing in their mind. I still need to treat them as Jesus would treat others. Or properly respecting and using company property. It's not mine, so I can't just go out and use it willy-nilly. No, actually, I'm licensed to use it by the state, first of all, and then I have to use it properly because it's actually company property. Doing so is respecting company property, but it's also honoring Jesus because He would say, respect those in authority. My company has authority over me and what I'm using. And what about doing the right thing even though I know that no one is watching? That's a big one. Especially in my job, there's no one else that watches over me. I'm basically by myself out doing my job in a lot of different places, all around the city of Buffalo. And in theory, I could potentially do whatever I wanted to. But that's not right. I need to do what's right always, even if I know that nobody's watching. Because is truly nobody watching? No. Jesus is watching. And if He's watching, well, then I need to do absolutely what's right. But when I do, that means I have Him in my focus. Another example could be that of a good friend or a spouse. We are certainly called to be good friends, and we are certainly called to be a good spouse for those of us that are married. But if Jesus is our focus in these relationships, that doesn't mean we stop serving our spouse, our friends. No, we actually look for the proper ways to love and serve other people, our spouse, our friends. Just as with work or whatever your responsibilities are, when Jesus is your primary focus, your actions are done in a way that is pleasing to God, as well as properly serving others. As we begin this coming week, there is no way for us to know what lies ahead. We do, however, know that Jesus is with us and desires us to focus on Him. When we focus on Jesus, it does not mean that life won't be hard. It does, however, mean that our priorities are straight by focusing on our Lord and Savior, who overcame death and the grave for us. Jesus is the only one who can guide our lives and sees us through all that will come our way. Don't let the cares of this world, the cares of serving others even, distract you from what is most important, Jesus. Focus on Jesus in all you do this week, dear fellow Christians. Amen.